Good morning, lovely. Yeah, it's still early. How'd you sleep? That's good. Me? Yeah, I barely moved the whole night. Although I did dream a little. What about? Well, I was married to the most beautiful woman in the world. She was laying in bed with me. She had the prettiest eyes, the sweetest voice, and the softest, most kissable lips. Come to think of it, I might still be dreaming. Only one way to know for sure. You are definitely a dream I never want to wake up from. I wholeheartedly disagree. It is never too early for my corniness. Besides, I know you love it. Here, scooch in closer. Much better. I could spend the whole day like this, feeling the warmth of your body against mine. Stroking your soft skin. For once, I actually can. Nope. No big meeting today. I got an email last night saying that it had to be rescheduled last minute. Yeah, apparently the director of the partnering firm had her flight canceled, and the conference can't really go ahead without her, so there's nothing else I have to go into work for today. Which means you get me all to yourself. Yep, all day. Well, isn't that the sweetest smile? I'm happy you're excited to spend time with me. I've missed you, you know? I mean, of course we fall asleep next to each other every night, and we see each other every day, but I don't know, it feels like it's been forever since we've had some quality time together. Life's been so hectic lately. With my work, your work, all these deadlines, your parents visiting. It's been pretty draining. You spent so much time recently being so many things to so many people that we haven't had a chance to be, well, you know, us. Just us. Together as husband and wife, doing whatever we feel like. Yeah, I've missed it too. Well, since we're both home today, I have a proposal. How about we take the day totally to ourselves? No phones, no guests, no working, and no answering the door unless it's for a delivery order. Just you and me, making up for lost time. What do you say? Well, I'm glad you think so, too. No. Give me some sugar. Mm-hmm. Mm. It's been a little while since you kissed me like that. And that look in your eyes reminds me of some other things we haven't done for a while. How long has it been since I've had you? More than a week? Less than two? Doesn't matter. Even a day without this body is far too long. Lay on your back, lovely. I think it's time I reacquaint myself with every last inch of you. Now that I'm on top, let me kiss this gorgeous skin. First, your neck. These collarbones. And finally, let me taste those perfect lips again. There's nothing sweeter than your kisses first thing in the morning. Oh, you want more, do you? Hey, no biting your lip. That's my job. Oh, you're so sexy. I can't get enough of you, baby doll. Here, let me slide my hands under your shirt. Up to those soft, beautiful mounds of these hard little nipples. Such sweet whimpers. I love when you arch your back like that. Have these needy breasts miss me too? I thought so. I can see your hands are doing some exploring of their own. Keep going, lovely. I love feeling your touch. Looks like my saucy little minx has found something she likes. Of course, it likes you too. I'm sure you felt it poking into you all morning. Can't help it when I'm around you. Even after all these years, you're still irresistible to me. That's it, honey. Take it out for me. Baby. Fuck. You know I'm extra sensitive in the morning. Yes. Just like that. Handle my cock so well. And feels amazing wrapped around me. Here I was thinking I was gonna be in charge, but right now, I'm at the mercy of your touch. You just know exactly how to make me melt for you. A bit tighter. Yes. Nice and slow to start. It's so unfair of you to whisper in my ear like that. You know what I love to hear. The way you're touching me. It drives me fucking crazy when you run your thumb around the head like that. If you keep that up, I... I don't think you'll be able to hold back much longer. Is that what you want, huh? You want me to come for you? Fuck. Of course I want to. Keep going. Oh, faster, honey. Baby, please. Fuck. I'm gonna... It's one way to start the morning. Oh shit, my bad. Didn't mean to get it on your shirt. On mine too? All the more reason to take it off then. Fair. Now yours. In fact, why don't you take everything off for me? I want to admire you properly. Oh my god. Damn. That body. Those curves. You look good enough to eat. And on that note, spread your legs. Already so wet. Now hold still. You know I love to start my day with something sweet. You taste like fucking candy. I just want to devour you. To feel you dripping down my chin as your body trembles. Have you missed my tongue as much as I've missed this sweet little slit? I'll take the moan as a yes. No squirming, baby doll. I've got you right where I want you. And I won't stop until I feel you gush for me. That's it. Grab into my hair. Show me how badly you've been needing me to take care of you. Oh, you need me to suck on your clit? Happy to oblige. Those desperate whines and gasps are music to my ears. Here, let me get my fingers inside you too. Slipping them in and out of that wet little hole while I give that naughty button some proper attention. The way you're bucking your hips is so odd. You're close, aren't you, honey? Of course I can speed up. Keep moaning like that and I'll make you come. Let go, baby. All over my fingers and my tongue. Yes. That's it. Come for me. It's okay. It's okay. Hey, take a minute to catch your breath. Aww. I haven't tuckered you out already, have I? Good. Because I'm far from finished with you. Flip over on your stomach. Here, I'll slip this pillow under your hips. Feel my cock pressing against you, hard and heavy again. That's all you. That's what you do to me. Every look, every touch, every sound, you light my fire. I'm ready to go again now. Take all of this. Fuck yes. Right here. Right back where I belong. It's been too long since I've been inside you like this. Filling you exactly how you've needed me to. God, you feel just as amazing as ever. So hot. So wet. And you look so fucking good like this. You're even wiggling that pretty round ass at me. I think it's due for a good spanking. Wouldn't you agree? I feel you tighten with every strike. I can't ever get enough. I need more of you. More. You want me deeper? Well, then tell me how badly you want it. Let me hear how desperate you are for my cock. Oh, fuck. The noises you make are incredible. Those primal moans you let out when I press against your G-spot. The way your voice trembles when you beg for me. It makes me lose my fucking mind. There you go. Hard and deep. Just the way you like it. That's it. Reach down and rub that swollen little clit for me. Play with your pussy like a good girl while I grip these hips and fuck you properly. Fuck. tell you how much I've missed you. How badly I've wanted to take you like this. Shit. Oh, shit. You're squeezing me so tight. Can you feel me throbbing inside you? I'm getting close, honey. You're gonna come with me, aren't you? Oh, just like that. Push back against me. Oh, fuck. Yes. Baby, I can't hold back anymore. You're there too? Yes. Yes. Yes, with me. Now, baby. Come with me. It's okay. Here. I'll lay beside you. The perfect start to our day. Wouldn't you agree? I think we both had a good time. You always manage to bring out my wild side. Although I'm sure any further sessions today will be more leisurely. In the shower, I've only just given you your second orgasm of the morning. You're already plotting round two? I wouldn't expect anything less from my gorgeous little vixen. But hey, promise me something. That no matter how busy life gets, we'll always make time for each other. Of course, I love you too. Now, why don't you hang out here for a minute and I'll go run the shower for us. Maybe we'll even go for that second round while we're there. And afterwards, we'll order breakfast and relax a little. Sound good? Perfect. See you soon, lovely.